Also on the left side altar, you will see written Sainte Marguerite Bourgeois, 1620 to 1700. After a number of moves, the mortal remains of Marguerite Bourgeois were placed in the chapel. This return to the chapel that she herself had founded was celebrated with a grand procession through the streets of Old Montreal on April 24, 2005. On the railing, there is a photograph of the chest containing the mortal remains of Marguerite Bourgeois. This chest lies behind the marble plaque bearing the saint's name. To the left of her name, you can see the copper plaque that was affixed to her original tomb. On the left wall, you can read the transcription of the text engraved on the plaque. Please move toward the tomb of Jean Lebert, opposite the Pietà. The presence of her remains is indicated in the inscription on the left wall. Jeanne Lebert was the daughter of Jacques Lebert, one of the richest merchants of New France. Despite the assurance of a future in colonial high society, Jeanne Lebert decided instead to consecrate herself to prayer and a life of reclusion. Begun in her father's house, this reclusion would become formal and official in 1695. At that time, the Congregation de Notre-Dame was beginning the construction of the chapel of its mother house. In exchange for a financial contribution to support construction costs, Jeanne Lebert had a small set of rooms built for her attached to this chapel where, in total reclusion and great poverty, she lived a life of silence and contemplation. Jeanne Lebert is also well known for her talent for embroidery. During her lifetime, she embellished many magnificent liturgical vestments and altar cloths. The inhabitants of the city called her the Angel of Villemarie. Now please choose a bench to sit on from which you can see the organ, then select stop number 17.